stories about the bright side of education.
Somos Sunnyside!
Hello and welcome to Somos Sunnyside. My name is Mario Castro and I'm the Director of Career and Technical Education, otherwise known as CTE, for the Sunnyside Unified School District, where we proudly offer 25 programs between Sunnyside and Desert View High School. In honor of CTE Month in February, we'll bring you a special series of podcast episodes to highlight the amazing work happening in some of our high school CTE classrooms. Career and Technical Education provides rigorous and relevant coursework, preparing individuals for their dream careers after graduation. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you enjoy our special series as we hear from teachers and students and the path to becoming college, career, and community ready.
Hello, everyone. This is Jose Gastel, the proud superintendent of Sunnyside Unified School District, with another episode here of Somos Sunnyside. We're here at Desert View High School, and we're visiting today the Agriculture Science program here at Desert View High School with their instructor, Mrs. Anna Lowry. And we got a couple students here today, Mariana and Golda. So we'll start off. Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. So just eager to learn what you guys are doing here at Desert View, what you're doing here in your program, because we want our listeners to know what the student experience is like here at Desert View, especially here in the Agri Science program here at Desert View. So let's just start by, I want to, you know, talk a little bit with Ms. Lowry here. So Ms. Lowry, how long have you been here now at Desert View High School? It's, you know, I think the years are adding up now in a good way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So this is my eighth year, and it's my sixth year as an agriculture teacher. I was teaching biology before that.
Cool. Very cool. And so tell us a little bit about yourself, just, you know, your experiences, educational experiences, your work experiences, and what led you to come here to Desert View High School?
Yeah. So I come from a horticulture industry, and I do flower pot container design. I still have a business doing that. And so I come from horticulture, and I've actually been a zookeeper before too. So I decided after working in horticulture and landscaping for, I don't know, like 10, 15 years that maybe it was time that I tried my hand at teaching. I've always been told I'd be a good teacher. And so I applied to the university for their Teacher Arizona program, and I student taught here, and they placed me at Desert View, and I fell in love. As soon as I saw the mariachis playing Valentine's Grams, I was like, this is the school for me.
This is the place to be, huh? Yeah. Music and agriculture, they go hand in hand. You know, so I think they're right what they said. You know, you making a great teacher. You know, I've had the, you know, I got a special place in my heart for Desert View, being a former principal here. And I know Ms. Duddleson's going to say he said it again, but I did, you know, and this place was definitely special. And so I got to see you at the beginning of your career here at Desert View, and just, you know, growing, you know, every year growing the program. And I love to see the student entrance. So I want to talk a little bit with Mariana and Golda here. So tell me a little bit about your guys' experiences. What grade are you in? You know, why Desert View? Why the Ag Science program here? And tell us about your time here.
You want me? Okay. Well, I'm a senior. I've been in this program for like 4 years, actually. My first year was online, but I actually liked it like a lot. And they were doing these tours in my middle school, and this was one of the programs that I actually came here. And it was nice. I liked it, and they let us interact with the animals, and I fell in love with it, so I ended up joining it.
That was your thing, right? Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And how about you, Mariana?
So when I was growing up, my mom would do a lot of gardening around the house, and I would always help her, like, pull out weed and plant flowers. So when I came to Desert View and I saw they had, like, the agriculture program, I thought I would do the same. So I joined, and at first I was kind of iffy about it because I would have to pull weeds and, like,
they're putting you to work, huh? Yeah, you're like, I can do this at home.
Yeah, but as you keep, like, I've been in the program for 4 years, so, like, every year I keep going into a new class. It's, like, less work, more about, like, the animals, plants, like, managing stuff.
There's a lot more to it, right?
Yeah.
When you think about it. I mean, I think something piques your interest, but and then when you get into the program, you learn so much. I mean, there you are picking weeds, thinking you were like at your nana's house, right? When they say, mijito, mijita, come here and pick that up, throw that trash out. But you know, there's a lot to it. And so, you know, we often talk about the student experience, you know, and I think what's neat about, you know, career and technical education in general and the classes we offer at you know, all three of our high schools and our career academies, there's something for every student, right? They're all walks of life, and there's different programs that pique the interest of students, and that's what I love about our career academies. And in this case, you know, I know when we first started the Ag Science program here, you know, we had a challenging start, you know, just because it was very difficult to get students interested. They didn't know what it was until they're actually in the class. And it seems like over the years, it kind of takes care of itself now, right? I mean, people and students, you know, it's word of mouth. It's talking about the experiences. And, you know, I know people are choosing to be in this program. So talk a little bit about, Ms. Lowry, about, you know, what can students expect when they come into the program? And I know that there's different courses, different levels of courses, and you know, what are some of the benefits from being in the program?
Sure. So initially, students get to take an introductory course, which covers like basic agricultural history and concepts. The freshmen and sophomores can learn basics of plants and animals as well. Ag 1, they get their Ag OSHA 10 certification, and they're generally, we focus a little bit more on soil and plants, and they're kind of in charge of the garden, the pulling weeds that Mariana was talking about. they kind of, we break them in. And then Ag 2 is more of an animal focus. We do woodworking. They usually build something. A lot more propagation, plant sales. They hatched the chickens last year, so we hatched our own chickens.
Mm-hmm.
They designed the chicken area, did research about chickens and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they take advanced applications, then they are generally more in charge of different areas. Marianne and Golda did a summer internship here, and they were paid in conjunction with the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona to take care of the facilities, the chickens, the plants. And so we have connections with a couple of organizations that offer internships.
Okay.
Through the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. We have a internship that's offered called Sowing Remedies. And I'll let the students talk about that. And then we also have a partnership with Ironwood Tree Experience. And I just had two students complete an internship through them as well.
Right. So many valuable things to learn, right, in this course. And you know, it's interesting. I love to hear that, you know, you were, you know, I think what caught your attention was the visit, right? When you learned about the program, we do the middle school visits where we have middle schoolers that are, you know, they come doing their high school visits, and we teach them all about the programs we offer so that they can make a sound decision and where they want to go to high school, right? And what their interest is in. So it's neat to hear that, because I think sometimes students don't take those trips as serious as you want them to. And, and you did it during a pandemic year. Wow.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we, you know, we forget about the pandemic here and there, but gosh, it's still, you know, it just reminds me of those days where everything was virtual and online. That was difficult. And it's interesting to see how even being online, there was a special interest for you. And so, tell me a little bit about your internships. Tell me a little bit about your programs, because, you know, I think what I love about that is not only do you learn things here in the classroom, and it's so impressive to hear, it's just not the garden, it's livestock, it's some woodworking, you know, they learn so many different skills. And so I think when you go into these internships, it's those skills that you utilize, right? And I think these partners that we have, and I was going to ask you about partnerships, and you mentioned it with the Community Food Bank. So talk to me a little bit about those internship experiences and what you learned from them.
Well, I think when I joined the internship, I wasn't very like excited about it, because I wanted to go on vacation and like spend time with my cousins.
You didn't want to give up your summer,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, but Miss Lori convinced me, and I'm glad she did, because I just became more responsible. Like, there would be times we would get here like at 6 a.m. just so we could like work.
Beat the sun.
Yeah, beat the sun.
Yeah.
And then like there was days that she would tell us, someone go check on the chickens. And then I'd get here and I'd see Golda. And then we would just talk about like our summer, what we were doing. And I don't know, I feel like also we created a relationship with the chickens. Because mm-hmm. we hatched them and then everyone went like on summer break, but we stayed here. And I feel like the chickens recognize us now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know who takes care of them,
yeah,
right?
They let us grab them. Like they know when we're going to feed them.
Yeah. That's awesome. You know, and I just learned today that we, you know, one of the, you have a rooster, you have some hens, you know, and I love the name you guys came up with. And this name was made up from the students. It wasn't us, so we're not being inappropriate, but Chick Magnet, right? Chick Magnet yeah. is the name of the rooster. So that just cracks me up. So, you know, and you're right. You know, it's just, it's a connection with animals, right? Any animal that you have, whether it be, you know, a puppy, a dog, a cat, I mean, they know who takes care of them. You know, you have a special relationship with them, and it's nice to hear that, you know, you took on that responsibility. And so, Golda, what would you add to that?
I actually did two internships. Wow. I did the one during the summer, and then I also did Sewing Remedies.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about Sewing Remedies.
Sewing Remedies was like this spring break internship with a food bank. And basically, they taught us about food justice and how low-income communities or like... how do you say it? Like people of color,
mm-hmm.
like those type of communities, mm-hmm. they're more like affected.
Right, the lower income communities.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And how we could bring food back into those communities, healthy food.
Right.
As well. So, and they also let us tour around these gardens that mostly focus on like service to those specific communities.
Right. You know, it's interesting because I know here in the Sunnyside District, we do have some of these, you know, smaller rural areas, you know, that, and even in, you know, in town, I mean, I know people have gardens in their backyards and some of them grow their own food. It's that food to table concept, right? And, you know, I have a lot of respect for those individuals, you know, that do that because it takes work, you know, I know, and then it takes a special skill. You know, they always talk about the green thumb, right? And, my wife's going to kill me, but you know, her and I don't have a green thumb. I think our thumbs are I don't know what color they are, but we struggle growing our plants, you know, and keeping them alive. And so we're getting better though. We're getting better. And so, you know, it's just, what's neat to hear about this is that these are skills that you can teach others as well. Right. And yeah. I like this community piece, you know, service projects is what I heard earlier. And so tell us a little about those service projects. You know, how do we, you know, go about, you know, signing up for those service projects? What outcomes do they have?
May I cut in?
Absolutely.
Actually, we're partnering with some of the same organizations that Golda mentioned, and we're going to be growing mesquite trees through the Sombra project here at Desert View. So the students are taking some of their knowledge about growing plants, and mm-hmm. we're going to be growing native mesquites to then plant back in our communities mm-hmm. where there are like heat island issues. And so awesome. That's one way that students are getting to do that.
Yeah. So you guys, so here at Desert View, you have a garden, an outside garden, you have a greenhouse, right? Am I missing anything else that you guys have?
We have the aquaponics.
We're also working on this like worm area. It's still in the process, but
yeah. Don't you guys have water conservation going on here as well?
So we are developing a couple of water harvesting areas,
okay.
and where the chickens are, we're kind of working on a native wildlife area, mm-hmm. and then we're also redesigning the front of the school, and there's going to be water harvesting as
that's
part
cool.
of that.
You know, I mean, so you guys got the whole gamut of things going on here, right? And I think earlier somebody mentioned something about you guys are also taking care of plants for the community food bank as mm-hmm. as they're working on their greenhouse. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Well,
all
I mean,
of these
and
plants.
That, yeah, it takes a lot of, you know, trust, right? So they definitely trust all of you with their plants. So.
It's open enrollment season, and at Sunnyside, we understand that families have options when it comes to their children's education. With 21 diverse schools nestled in our vibrant community, each Sunnyside school offers a unique educational experience tailored to meet the needs and passions of every student.
From innovative career and technical education programs to enriching arts initiatives, there's something special for everyone.
Visit SUSD12.org to learn more and discover why thousands of families choose Sunnyside.
You will love us.
Don't believe us? Just watch.
Don't believe us? Just watch. Join us today. iTeachers rule. We learn how to read. We make friends. I know how to add.
Join us for kindergarten.
You will love us. Enroll today.
You know, shifting gears here, I want to talk a little bit about FFA, Future Farmers of America, correct? Yeah. And it's, you know, I have a quick little story with that because, and it's not really a story, but it's just how I found out about FFA is I had some cousins that grew up in Benson, Arizona, right? Rural town. And I remember they would always wear their jackets, their blue jackets, and it said FFA. And I grew up here in Tucson, went to Sunnyside High School, and we didn't have these programs. These programs didn't exist when I was in school. And so, but they were super proud of being FFA members. And I was like, what is that? You know, like Future Farmers of America, this and that. So tell us about that, because I mean, how long have we been doing that now here at Desert View? And you know, what are the benefits from being part of that chapter?
Well, I'm not sure how long we've been doing FFA here, but I started FFA in my junior year, and during that time I was secretary. And basically through FFA we do these competitions, and it opens us up to also careers in agriculture too, and giving us like experience within those careers.
Awesome. And so is there competitions and events you guys attend? Tell us a little bit about those events. How do you guys prepare for them?
Well, Golden and I compete in floriculture, and last year our team placed third in state.
Oh, awesome. Congratulations.
Well, we study, like, we have to know a certain amount of flowers or plants, and we have to know the diseases, how to, like, what type of, like, what is it?
Like, the materials, like,
yeah. Yeah, like, the materials, yeah, all of that. And then we actually have to do like a floral arrangement. So Miss Lori, she like has this practice like once a month, kind of? Yeah. And we get to do different types of arrangements, like round arrangements, triangles.
Asymmetrical, oval, a lot.
Yeah.
And then we do flashcards. Like last year I wasn't gonna compete, but we needed one more, so I decided to join. And I joined like 2 weeks before the competition. So I remember we would do Kahoots. We were doing Kahoots in the bus before competition.
Oh, man, you guys were prepared all the way to the last minute, huh?
And I was really nervous because I didn't know what to expect, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, you were more prepared than you thought, right? And that's what it's about. That's what these experiences are about, right? I mean, you guys are doing the work every day. You know, you're learning things every day, and you may not think you've learned a lot, but when you go to these types of competitions and you talk to other schools, because, you know, you gotta, people gotta calibrate, right? You gotta talk to others to see where you're at. And you know, Miss Lowry's done a fantastic job here at Desert View preparing all of you for these types of events. So, what else? Anything else you guys wanna tell me about FFA, about the program? What am I missing here?
Oh, we also do, like, during our CCP, we plan fundraisers and, like, these little, like, carnivals or, like, events for the school.
Okay.
Like, last year we did a Valentine Day Graham, and we also did a Hootenanny during the Halloween time.
Okay.
And it just, like, invites the school to, like, come back to our,
To your area here?
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. Do you guys still do like plant sales? I remember when I was here, that you did, they did jalapenos and cilantro and chiltepin and all these, you know, all this produce stuff that we use, right?
So this year, this year, it's cool because I'm always in FFA. I think this is like my sixth year. Mm-hmm. And I did not, if you told me I was going to do FFA when I was in high school, I'd be like, uh-huh, no. I tend to move my kids or my students closer to plants and floriculture. But this year I have people competing in livestock. I have veterinary science. I have ag mechanics. I have food science. Wildlife. So I have a bunch of students learning about different careers. And one thing I'll say is I've had students go from floriculture into working for a florist and working at plant nurseries. And actually, Golda works with me outside of school at a client's house planting. She gets paid to plant flower bowls and stuff like that. The experiences that the students learn about, you know, going to different events all around the state of Arizona, they are able to connect with other students and, you know, kind of form bonds and friendships. We just did a camp over at Peoria High School, and it was, you know, people really liked it.
I think it just goes with our mission, right? Our mission for our district is for students to graduate college, career, and community ready. And I think for many of you, what I'm hearing here is that, you know, when you're done with school here, even now, you're work ready, right? Because of the skills that you've acquired here, you're work ready. You can go out and work in a nursery, go out and work for different just organizations that deal with plants, that deal with livestock, you know, just from all the skills that you've obtained here. So that's cool, super cool. I mean, we got to get more people to come out here and visit your program to see what you guys do behind the scenes. I know you guys are located kind of in the back of Desert View over here. And so people got to come and get to know and we got to introduce him to Chick Magnet too, right? We're going to have a secondary mascot here at Desert View, I think. And we're going to have to take pictures. That's a good fundraiser. Maybe you guys have people take pictures with Chick Magnet and the other hens, right? So, if I'm a student that's interested in FFA, let's say I just have questions, right? You guys have students visiting. I know when you guys have middle school visits, what would you tell them? So if I said, hey, you know what, Mariana Gold, I'm thinking about joining, you know, the ag science program, but I'm not sure. What can you tell me about it? How would you sell it to them?
I would tell them to join. My first 3 years, I was always put into the club, but I would always get out because I was scared to compete. Like, I didn't know if I wanted to study. Like, what if I wasn't good enough? But I ended up joining last year, and I competed. It was very fun. I feel like the people that you have in the club are people that are also in your classes, mm-hmm. so you can create bonds with them, and it helps me be a leader too. Like, I'm a really shy person. I usually don't talk in front of people, but in FFA, I'm a officer, so I go up there, I help the president, we do meetings, I ask them what type of field trips they want to go on, like the ideas they have. So I think it just helps me, like, fit in, mm-hmm. be, like, feel more comfortable. And especially Miss Lori, like, she helps us. She treats us like her friends, I guess.
Yeah. Like adults, right? And you know, I think you build confidence that way. Mm-hmm. And you know what, Mariana? You know, you can compete. You do belong, and you're doing it. You're doing it. So don't ever let anybody tell you can't do it because, you know, you're just – you know, there's evidence here that you've been very successful. And so that's a good way to putting it, you know, to students that are interested, right? Because not only are you learning about agriculture science pieces, but you're learning life skills as well, yeah. which is neat. So what would you say, Golda, to that?
I would tell them to try. You can't really, like, miss out on anything by trying. Uh-huh. And also with this program, I feel like there's at least one point in it that you end up falling in love with. Like, everyone loves animals or flowers,
right?
You know, so you're not really
a lot of different experiences, yeah. right? So it's there's, you know, there'll be something that they fall in love with, something mm-hmm. that they'll attach themselves to. So that's great to hear. So the big question here is, after you graduate from Desert View High School, what do you plan to do? What are your goals?
I plan to go to the U of A. I really like the campus. Awesome. Our competitions are usually at the agriculture campus.
Yeah.
And yeah, I really like how it's set up. And I think I'll study sustainable plant systems because here at school, with our community food bank partner, we've been learning about sustainable agriculture and indigenous agriculture.
Yeah.
And it's very like interesting to me. I like how it's done. And it's inspired me to start my own garden at home. Like, I have a mini greenhouse. I don't really grow stuff, but it's pretty cool.
Oh, good, good. Well, you have it all planned out, man. You got a plan. That's awesome. How about you, Golda?
I'm definitely going to the U of A. I'm not sure which major I'm going into, but it's most definitely going to be in agriculture.
Oh,
so
nice.
We're still figuring it out.
Yeah, hey, you got some time. Don't worry about that. So it brings me great joy to hear that you guys have a plan. You know, I mean, we always talk about college is it's not a dream, it's a plan, right? It's about being intentional about what you want, feeling confident that you have the right experiences, then you're going to go over there and kick butt, right? You're going to go earn that degree. And so, you know, to two future Wildcats here, two future Wildcat graduates, I wish you guys all the best. I really do. And come back and serve your community, right? And if you guys have any produce sales, I'm interested because I love to make some salsas, right, for the tacos, right? And then maybe you guys can teach me a thing or two so I can learn how to have that green thumb, because right now it's not working.
Oh, I have to interject. Anyone can learn how to grow plants. You just need to have the right things, because my thumb used to be brown and now it's green. So there's hope for you, Gaston.
All right. I hope so. And then I'm going to pass it on to my wife, right, because we want green plants in the house. Mm-hmm. All right. Any last thoughts, Miss Lowry? Anything else? I mean, it's been a pleasure, you know, having this podcast with you all. I hope our listeners, you know, are listening here, and I hope we get a bunch of likes and listeners, because this is super, super interesting things that are going on here at Desert View. And this is one of many strong programs that we have here at Desert View in terms of career and technical education. And we want to make sure that we highlight it, because there's some amazing things going on, and we know that there'll continue to be a lot of success here. So anything else you want to add?
I just want to emphasize too, for people that like to be outside and doing hands-on stuff, this is really the class for you. And we do plan having a community carnival on March 23rd. Where we'll be selling plants, and you can also find us at the Tucson Organic Gardens March 16th selling plants. So
we'll be there too.
All right, awesome. Well, that wraps up this episode of Somos Sunnyside. I want to thank you all for being just awesome guests. I'm super excited about your futures, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Somos Sunnyside.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Somos Sunnyside. We hope you enjoyed the conversation and found it entertaining. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and share our podcast with La Comunidad. For updates on future episodes and more, be sure to follow us on social media and visit our website at susd12.org. We appreciate your support and can't wait to have you back for the next episode. Hasta la próxima vez en Somos Sunnyside.